Cloudflare's silent scripts, Protobuf's long overdue IDE support, and the joy of retro computing. A TellHN post from user Stagas, carrying 534 upvotes, reports that Cloudflare silently injects its own analytics beacon, the Cloudflare Insight script, into HTTP responses when users transfer name server control to the company without clear disclosure during onboarding. The thread documents users who discovered the behavior only by running network analysis on their own sites after noticing unexpected content security policy violations. The community's position is that operating at the network layer to add monitoring code benefiting Cloudflare's data collection falls outside the reasonable scope of what customers have consented to. Even if the underlying technical capability is disclosed elsewhere for caching and optimization purposes. Protobuf's new language server protocol support, which drew 109 largely constructive comments, provides IDE features including autocomplete, go to definition, and inline type checking for protocol buffer files. The absence of robust LSP support has been a persistent friction point for teams working with gRPC at scale, where complex proto files spread across multiple services create consistency checking problems that previously required a full build chain to surface. Buff's implementation is regarded favorably based on the thread discussion. GIMP's August 2026 development update attracted 198 points and 146 comments, substantial engagement for project news, reflecting the community's ideological and practical investment in a competitive open-source image editor. The update signals genuine progress on GEGL integration and a UI redesign. The project has been promising across several release cycles, though debate continues between users who want Photoshop parity and those who argue that goal has always been the wrong target. The retro computing stories earned the particular warmth the Hacker News community reserves for them. AGI-64, which scored 95 points, brings Sierra's adventure game interpreter to the Commodore 64, a machine with 64 kilobytes of addressable RAM running games designed for platforms with considerably more headroom, a feat the thread treats as genuinely extraordinary. A video of the DigiComp 1, a plastic mechanical computer from 1963 that executes Boolean logic operations through physical ball bearings and plastic toggles, drew appreciation for making abstract digital logic suddenly concrete. Clamiga offers a functioning Common Lisp implementation for Amiga hardware, technically impressive given the platform's constraints. And Gakuten Soku, Japan's first robot, built in 1928, surfaced with only three comments but a reminder, as one of the threads put it, that the aspiration to build autonomous machines substantially predates the modern AI conversation. The episode's most unexpectedly resonant link was desktopcolors.com, a curated museum of the default solid background colors from classic operating systems, Windows 95's teal, Workbench blue from the Amiga, the specific gray of early Macintosh. A commenter called it the Pantone book for people who grew up with 4-bit color palettes. As a record of the visual aesthetic choices that define generations of computing experience, it turns out to be surprisingly moving.